Angela Edwards is with us, BDO's Māori Business Sector Leader. Now, the fifth BDO Māori Business Sector Report has been released, called Stronger Together, I kaha kia tātou kotahi. Now, the report features findings from an online survey of 160 Māori business leaders across the country. This was conducted through July. Thank you for joining us on the program today, Angela. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.
Ngā mihi. What stands out for you most in the report?
Well, it was really interesting. It was a little bit different this year. So the things that stood out the most were probably in the previous surveys we've done, Māori businesses have had a long-term strategic view on their businesses. This time, we saw a shortening of that framework. So everyone's bringing in things closer. And I think that is mostly because of our current economic climate, you know, the challenging times that people are facing. When you're facing hard times, people bring it in. So that was probably one of the most outstanding facts that we saw coming through. People are prioritising finance. So previously there was sort of a balance between our people, our planet and our profit. This time we saw a real focus on finance. Again, that ties back to our economic environment. Just people are struggling out there.
Oh, we can understand that.
They are
on Civvy Street too, but in business. Just back us up a little. Tell us about this report. What was it designed initially to do? This is number five. So what are you seeking by gauging opinion from business leaders, Angela?
Right, so this time we had five key focus areas. Really, we just want to hear what people are experiencing out there and put a voice to it, and then give them some practical tips, really, on how they might be able to overcome and face those challenges head on. So our five key areas were around business focus and finance. We asked them about collaboration and partnering, about ESG, so environmental, social and governance, and sustainability, because that's key, about employment, training and resourcing, and then about their own well-being and about cultural identity. Those are the main things.
Tēnā koe. I noticed that 61% of Māori business leaders are finding it more difficult to successfully manage business in the current economic environment. Can you touch on how that might have eventuated?
It's really about costs going up. It's harder to resource, get employees. Everybody's struggling with that, finding that skill set. And it's just we've got our supply chain had challenges. And I think it's post-COVID, even though people think that's over, we're still feeling the flow-on effects from that. So people are still trying to pick up the pieces coming through that.
The report seems to suggest that Māori business leaders are focused on short-term financial performance this time around. Is this in contrast to the more common long-term view or the intergenerational lens that we usually see in Te Ao Māori?
Absolutely. We've always seen that longer-term view. So when we're looking at a lot of our iwi hapu organisations and even some of our other Māori businesses, they can often do a strategic plan for the next 50 years or 100 years and really take that long-term view. It's all about mokopuna decisions. But what we're seeing now is them looking at that shorter term, the next 12 months. And so some of the things we're saying to them is, you know, just do some practical things. Make sure you've got your cash flow forecasts underway. You're monitoring those. Really understand your finances when you're challenged. Just bring it all in. Look at how you can manage inflation, look at your pricing and your margins and what opportunities are out there, and also plan. Just plan for those 12 months. Get those relationships going with your bank. Do continuity plans. That really brings up what you need. When you do a continuity plan, you can look at all the risks you're facing and how you can mitigate those, because risk management is huge in the short term and the long term.
Angela, are the difficulties Māori businesses are facing different from those of mainstream? And I know we often celebrate the huge impact that the Māori economy is having and growing, but also I guess have to accept that in difficult financial times things would plateau or flatten out, as it seems to be the case with some of the businesses you've been working with or gauging. Māori business any different from mainstream?
Yes and no. So Māori businesses are facing many of the same challenges as mainstream businesses. I think where it does get a little bit more challenging is we've got, you know, 60% of our Māori businesses that identify and look at their business through a Te Ao Māori lens. So when you put your Māori value set over the top of these challenging times, you still want to be showing manaakitanga to your employees. You still want to have all those core values that aren't compromised by focusing on your profit. So I think that adds another layer, because you're still wanting to take care of your people with less funds, I guess, to be able to do that. So your core values kick in, and you really need to practice that whanaungatanga, manaakitanga, and really looking after your people. Not saying that non-Māori businesses don't do that, but it is a, I guess it's a responsibility we feel as Māori business owners. That's part of our cultural identity.
Do you think many are hoping to weather the financial storm or the economic storm that we have been through, and that brighter times are ahead? Is there some confidence also?
Absolutely. That's the great thing, I think. People can see the light at the end of the tunnel. 57% of our Māori businesses had a positive outlook over the next 12 months and thought they would be doing better financially in that period. So that was really great to see. It's not all doom and gloom. There was a lot of really positive things that came out of the survey, although people aren't partnering as much as they were during the COVID period, where we ran some of our other surveys. They are still partnering, but it's really just bringing in all the skill sets you have to weather that storm, and people are feeling positive about the future.
Thank you, Angela. Just by way of reporting, what criteria do you use in a study of this type? Do businesses self-identify as Māori, or is there some shareholding issues that you look for?
Definitely. So we look for Māori organisations, and what we... Class as a Māori organisation is 50% or more Māori owned, and the people who took part in the survey identify as being Māori and are generally either in a management or ownership position in the business.
BDO is a huge organisation. Why would it want to gauge Māori business so closely? What's gained by this sharpened focus?
Right, so we have a huge Māori business focus in BDO. We've got a large number of Māori business clients. Our offices service from the Cape all the way down to the Bluff. So we have 19 offices throughout the country. So we are out there where Māori businesses are located. And we work with runanga, hapu, small Māori businesses, mum and dad, entrepreneurs, you know, right from your small right to your large. And being Māori and having a number of Māori staff within our offices, Māori business like to work with Māori, and we love that space as well. So we just really wanted to hear what they were feeling. And this survey that we do every year just brings us those insights, because we only know what we know, you know, from talking to people. So it's just reaching out there, getting those insights, and then being able to deliver a better service, I guess, to our Māori businesses.